Last time we started discussing whether the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh is still a mitzvah d'oraisa. Well, maybe now that we don't have the Karban HaOmer, maybe it turned into a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And we pointed out that there's actually a machlokes harishonim about this. The Rambam, Hilchos Tmidim u'Musafim, paskins that Sfiras HaOmer d'oraisa even b'zman hazeh. Whereas the Balei Tosfos, the Ri that the Rosh at the end of Psachim quotes, the Ran quotes the Rov Mefarshim, they hold that Sfiras HaOmer is only d'rabbanan. They assume like Amemar, they hold that everyone agrees to Amemar that Zechel HaMikdashu, it's only a Zechel HaMikdash. Even if we count both days and weeks, we still might hold that it's only a Zechel HaMikdash. But we count the weeks because it's a Takana D'Rabbanan, Zechel HaMikdash. Even though the Tama Takana is a Zechel HaMikdash, it's not just a Zechel Ba'alma, but it's a Takana D'Rabbanan, and therefore the Chepzah Shel Mitzvah really stays the same. This is what we discussed at great length on Thursday. And then we mentioned that this might relate to Noshim, whether Noshim Apturosam Sfiras HaOmer or not. Do we say that it's Zman Grama or not? That might relate to the question as to whether defining Mitzvah Seh Shazman Grama is a function of being dependent on time. Any kind of dependence on time already makes it Zman Grama. Or does it have to be directly dependent on time? According to those we showed them that claim that Sfiras HaOmer Bezman HaZeh is only the Rabbanan, so then it's indirectly dependent on time. We're really connecting the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer fundamentally to the Karban HaOmer, but the Karban HaOmer itself is dependent on time. So it could be that an indirect dependence does not define the mitzvah as a mitzvah say Shazman Grama, and then as a result, maybe Noshim should be Chayavos. So we suggested there might be Pshat in the Ramban and Kiddush. This is the basic Machlokes HaRishonah, whether Sfiras HaOmer is Manazeh as a mitzvah d'oraisa, or is it only a mitzvah d'rabbanan? We started to talk about the other kinds of nafkemina that there might be between these different shitas, besides the question of noshim, but related to Sfiras HaOmer itself, to anoshim, right? Is there any nafkemina whether you hold Sfiras HaOmer d'oraisa or do you say that it's d'rabbanan? The first nafkemina we started mentioning is the question of sofek. Can one count Sfiras HaOmer during Ben Hashmashos, during the time of sofek yom, sofek laila? So the Shulchan Aruch, this is in packet 36, the second half of Sfiras HaOmer d'oraisa d'rabbanan. The Shulchan Aruch, it's really kedai when you finish this shiurim, just pick up an Aruch Chaim, Siman Tov Pei Tes, and read through the Mechaber Amah, the Mishnah Berurah. You'll see there's so much that we're going to touch on that comes to life. You know, even more so when you read the Mishnah Berurah. Take for example, we just mentioned Noshim, the Machlokes Rambam and the Ramban. The Mishnah Berurah is careful to point out on the first page of Siman Tov Pei Tes, I don't even have this over here, but the Mishnah Berurah points out that even the Rambam holds Noshim Apturos from Sfiras HaOmer, but our Noshim will mekabel Sfiras HaOmer upon himself, so we hold that everyone is obligated, that all Noshim, right, all Rishon would hold that Noshim are obligated in the midst of Sfiras HaOmer. Maybe not Me'ikar Adin, but even the Rambam will pat this Noshim, he assumes that Noshim will mekabel upon themselves as a chova. So once they were makabel Sfiras HaOmer as a chov upon themselves, then they are obligated to count as well. He does point out that you have to be careful not to miss a day. If you make a bracha and you miss a day, it's really not the right thing. It's going to relate to tomorrow's shia, whether we treat all the days of Sfiras HaOmer as really one unit, or maybe they're independent units that are connected, but they're independent units. But it is certainly important for women to be careful. It's important for men to be careful not to miss a day. But the Magen Avraham says that women are makabel upon themselves a chova to count sphere. This is similar to Tfilas Arvis. You know, Tfilas Arvis Rishus, it's machlokas in the Gemara, with the Tfilas Arvis Rishus a chova. But many Rishonim point out that nowadays we makabel upon ourselves, all the Klal Yisrael makabel upon themselves to daven Maariv. So it's not a Rishus. It's not like you can decide, you know, tonight I'm not going to daven Maariv. It doesn't work like that anymore. So it's a similar idea that if Klal Yisrael or if Noshim are makabel upon themselves a chova, so this has been done for generations, so then it becomes a chova on the tzibur. Minigat tzibur becomes an obligation on the tzibur. So just like Tfilas Arvis Rishus, now that people are makabel upon themselves a chova to daven Maariv, so then we view this as an obligation. So too, Sfiras HaOmer for Noshim, Mishnah Berurah wants to say, he quotes a Magen Avraham, who suggests that even according to the Ramban, who claims that really Me'ikar Adin Noshim should be Pturos, but Bizman Hazeh, since they were makabel upon themselves a chova, they're actually obligated to count. It's just an example of a Mishnah Berurah that relates to what we're talking about and embellishes and expands. It's kedai to read it straight. So comes the Shulchan Aruch here in Siv Beis and writes as follows. If they made a mistake and they counted, made a bracha on Sfiras HaOmer and counted too early, so then they have to count again. The Hamedaktikim says the Shulchan Aruch, and himself from Atzeisa Kolchavim, v'chein roi lasis. Once he starts to talk about this case of a mistake, so Shulchan Aruch adds, what's the proper time to count Sfira every day? Forget about a mistake. If it was cloudy and you didn't realize, you thought it was nighttime, it wasn't nighttime, but what's the proper time to count in general? So the Shulchan Aruch says, Medaktikim, only count Sfira Sa'omei after Tzeisa Kolchavim, and that's the appropriate thing to do. What's the source of the Mechaber? So the Baragola, the Beis Yosef say, it's a Tshuvas HaRashba. Tshuvas HaRashba writes like this, the Mechaber is basically just quoting the Lashon of the Rashba verbatim. But what's the Rashba based on? He doesn't explain himself. What's it based on? So he's talking about Sfira after Tzeis HaKolchav. Sounds like during Ben HaShemoshes you're not supposed to count. So why is that? Why during Ben HaShemoshes you're not supposed to count? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Sukkot Yudalid, the Mishnah Berurah emphasizes again, Rov Poskim Paskim Sfiras HaOmer is only the Rabbanan Bezman Hazeh. So really, Me'ikar Adin, you should be able to count during Ben Hashmashos. That's the Nafkamina that we mentioned, right? If you hold Sfiras HaOmer is only the Rabbanan, so Sfiras HaOmer is only the Rabbanan, so then during Ben Hashmashos, you should be able to count. Once you count during Ben HaShemoshes, there's a suffix whether you're Mekayim the mitzvah, so then there's no chiyuv to do the mitzvah again, because Sveikei D'Rabbanan Lekula. So why taka do the medaktikim wait until Tzeis HaKolchavim? So the simple answer to that question is that they're machmir for the Rambam. They're machmir for the Rambam, that Sfiras HaOmer even bezman hazeh is deraisa. So if Sfiras HaOmer would be deraisa, then Sveikei D'Raisa Lechumah. We have to be concerned. We have to be concerned that if we count during Ben HaShemoshes, we might not be yotzei. And misafik, Sveikei D'Raisa Lechumah would require that you have to count again. So why even counting Ben HaShemoshes? There's no value to the counting. Certainly with the bracha. So such an idea that the medaktik and those who argue, who would say that you can't count during Ben HaShemoshes because they hold Sfiras HaOmer deraisa, so that's alluded to in the Shaar HaTzion. Shaar HaTzion Chaf, he says, Mishum Blahabi Poskim Sfira Bezman Hazeh Deraisu Lachi in Lispar Al Safek Lal. The Shaar HaTzion does mention such an idea that if Sfira HaOmer is deraisa, you shouldn't count during Ben HaShemoshes, and that's certainly one reason to be machmir, to be medaktik, to wait until Tzeis HaKolchav. But that's not the reason the Mishnah Berurah quotes. That would have been the simple reason. The Nafkamina between deraisa and Rabbanan is always Safek. So here too, the Nafkamina could be a question of suffix. But the Mishnah Berurah says something else. He gives a different reason. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you'll say that Sfiras HaOmer is only at the Rabbanan, you still shouldn't count during Ben HaShemoshes. But why? Sveikei D'Rabbanan Lekula. So what could be the problem? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's eino nachal mahachnis atzmo lechatchila. It's not appropriate to rely on Sveikei D'Rabbanan Lekula lechatchila. Where does the Mishnah Berurah get such a svara from? Where did he get that from? Anyone? Where did he get that from? Where did the Mishnah Berurah get that from? Who said that? Rafi. Who said that in this sugya? Ethan. The Ran said it, exactly. The Ran makes this comment. Mishnah Berurah in the Shaar HaTzion doesn't quote where it's from, but that's where he's taking it. Right? This is the Ran. We alluded to the Ran on Thursday. He mentioned it. In fact, the Ran touched on both points of the Ri. Remember, the Ri says that not only is it permissible to count during Ben HaShemoshes, because Sveikei D'Rabbanan Lekula, it's even better to do so, because then you'll have more of a tamimus. So to that, the Ran argued, he said, tamimus? Says Tamimos is only if you count at night as opposed to just counting during the day. Tamimos requires that you count during the first part of the night. The first part of the 24-hour period, I should say. The nighttime, as opposed to waiting till the daytime. Even though day and night is all one 24-hour period, but there are two halakim, there are two parts to that. So Tamimos requires that you count at night and not during the day. That's what the Gemara Menachah says. So says the Ran, there's no din of tamimus that you have to count at the beginning of the night. You can count anywhere during the night. As long as you count sometime during the night, you can be Otzei Tmimus. So that's not a svara to say to count during Ben Hashmashos. He says, and to tell me that Sfiras HaOmer de Rabbanan, he says the round like this. He says, I'm Chav Chesem and Aleph and Dapi Arif. Ulafika Chamru Betosvis, the Kevin the Midrabbanan, who told Lisper, Beyom Rishon, Besafi Chashecha, Kadeshiyu, Sheva Shabbos, Tmimus Legamri. The Ein Zanachon, says the round. She Yachnes Atzu Besafik Lechatchila. Mamish, the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. It's not appropriate to put yourself into a Safik Lechatchila that you'll now rely on Sfeka de Rabbanan Lekula Lechatchila. The imishim tmimus, and what are you going to tell me that it's for tmimus, that it'll be more tmimus because you count at the beginning of the night? Ein lahachmim ben tmimus bezman hazeh shumid rabbanan, it's famous sphere deraisa. Look, you wouldn't count during ben hashmashas bezman shabes medesh kayam because sphere deraisa lachumra would tell me that you'd have to count again. So how can we be more machmir in tmimus nowadays that sphere sa'omer is only the rabbanan claims the ran more than you'd be machmir when sphere sa'omer was still deraisa? Doesn't make sense. Must be that's not part of tmimus. Tmimus just means that you have to count at night, but you don't have to count at the beginning of the night. What's the first svar of the Rambam? He says it's not appropriate to put yourself into a safek lechatchila. So even if you were to hold sfeika derabanan, even if you were to hold sfeiras omer derabanan, the Rambam still says that you shouldn't count during ben hashmashos. So there really are two ways to explain the svar of the medaktikim. It turns out that this is not enough kamina between Sfiras HaOmer d'Oraisa and the Rabbanan, according to the Ran. We thought it should be enough kamina, because Safek is always enough kamina between d'Oraisa and the Rabbanan. But the Ran suggests, even if Sfiras HaOmer would be the Rabbanan, you still shouldn't count during Ben Hashmashos, because it's inappropriate to put yourself into a case of the Safek Lechatchila. It's inappropriate to rely on Sfeika d'Rabbanan Lekula Lechatchila. What's the Ran talking about? But Sfeika d'Rabbanan Lekula, so what's the problem? What's the problem? L'chora, what the Ran is suggesting is that Sveika d'Rabbanan Lekula is a principle that we're allowed to apply b'di'evit. Let's say a person was Safek Hispala. He doesn't know if he daven Marv. So even according to the Rambam, that tefillah is d'Oraisa, but that means the concept of tefillah, once a day, every day is d'Oraisa. But the minyan ha'tefillah, according to the Rambam, the nusach ha'tefillah, that's not d'Oraisa, that's the Rabbanan. The fact that you have to daven three times a day, that's the Rabbanan, even according to the Rambam. So Mariv, if you've already davened Shachris and Mincha, if you've already davened Shachris, right? So the other tefillos are only the Rabbanan. So let's say a person has a Safek, they daven Mariv, they daven Mincha, he doesn't remember. So Sveika d'Rabbanan Lekula tells me that you don't have to daven again. That's the Gemara in Brochas and Dav Chof Aleph. That Safek is Spal, Safek lo Mispal, he's not Chozer Mispal. If tefillah is only the Rabbanan, so then you don't have to daven again, Sveika d'Rabbanan Lekula. But that's a case of a bidiyevet. Here you have a cheskas chiyuv, yechayev in Sfiras HaOmer, but it's not a bidiyevet. The question is, are you allowed to count lechatchila during Ben Hashmashos? So comes the Ran and says that if you have a cheskas chiyuv, don't put yourself into a situation that now, after you've counted Ben Hashmashos, now you'll say, well, it's a suffix whether I was Yotze, so now I don't have to count again, so I'm fine. But you put yourself into that situation. It's not that you're thrust into the situation, you have a suffix, you don't know if you're chayv in a particular mitzvah. So if it's only a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, Chazal say, it's okay, you don't have to push yourself to fulfill that mitzvah. No, here you're putting yourself lechatchila into the situation that now you're going to rely on Sfeika d'Rabbanan Lekula. Says the Ran, that's inappropriate to do. That's inappropriate to do. Chazal were only misakin Sfeika d'Rabbanan Lekula b'di'evit, but not b'na lechatchila. Kanira, the Balei Tosfos argue. The Balei Tosfos say that when Chazal institute a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, they don't require that you have to fulfill a mitzvah d'Rabbanan during a time of Vaday. The Chachamim institute that you can fulfill the mitzvah d'Rabbanan either during a time of Vaday Chiyav or during a time of Safek Chiyav. That's part of Sveika d'Rabbanan Lekula. The Chazal allow you to fulfill a mitzvah d'Rabbanan during a time of Safek. So that's why the Balei Tosfos say that you can count during Ben Hashmashos if you hold Sveika d'Rabbanan. If you hold Sfiras HaOmer d'Rabbanan. If you hold Sfiras HaOmer d'Rabbanan, you can count during Ben Hashmashos because Sveika d'Rabbanan Lekula tells me that Chazal allow you, even lechatchila, to fulfill the mitzvah b'zman Safek. Chazal are not machmer in a mitzvah d'Rabbanan. They make a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, so they say that try to do the mitzvah d'Rabbanan. If you do it b'zman that you vadei chayev, great. But even if you have a time of Safek Chiyav, that's also okay. Kach tiknu chachamim, that for a mitzvah d'Rabbanan, you can do the mitzvah even during a time of suffering. And then l'mafreya, it'll be misbara that we don't know whether you're yotzei, and you don't have to do it again. That's all the chachamim required of you. So say the Balei Tosfos, if that's the case, then it's permissible to count sphere during Ben HaShemoshes. What's more, it might even be better in order to chaperayin more tzmivus. Okay, this is the first issue that relates to Sfiras Omer Deraisa Derabanan. It's not really a nafkamina, according to the Ran, but if you deny the Ran Svara, then it really is a nafkamina, because the only other way to argue with the Balei Tosfos would be to say Sfiras Omer Deraisa, and that's why you wouldn't be able to count during the time of Ben HaShemoshes. Questions? Okay. A second nafkamina, second issue that might hinge on this question relates to the issue of Tanai. Tanai in Sfiras HaOmer. We talked about this a little bit. Tanai b'mitzvahs, the Tosfos Rit, and the Ktos HaChoshen. But now I want to focus on Tanai regarding Sfiras HaOmer. So the Shulchan Aruch makes a comment. This is in Siman Tov Pei Tesef Gimel. Packet 36, page 2. Shulchan Aruch says, let's say you're davening early. You're davening a marav early. Miba'od yom. What does that mean, miba'od yom? So it's a big machlokas achronim. Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the achronim who say that it's talking about that you're davening ben hashmoshes. You're davening at a time that maybe you could be Yotzei Sfiras HaOmer. He quotes in the Bir Halacha that a host of Achronim suggests Miba'od Yom might mean from Plaga Mincha, even before Ben HaShemoshes, which is a big Chiddush, because that's not really Laila. It's Laila vis-a-vis Kriya Shema, maybe, not even according to everyone, it's Laila vis-a-vis Tfilas Maariv, maybe, if you daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha, you daven Maariv after Plaga Mincha, but Sfiras HaOmer presumably is a function of Laila, so it's not even Sofek Laila. It's very hard to believe that Miba'od Yom in the Shulchan Aruch means from Plaga Mincha even before Ben HaShemoshes. So let's just work with the Mishnah Berurah's approach. That the Achronim, Taz, the Groy, suggests the Magen Avraham, says like this as well. They say that we're talking that you're davening with the Tzibur Ben HaShemoshes. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Bimoni Imoim below Bracha, don't count with a Bracha. And if you remember later, you should count with a Bracha. Now, why should you count with a bracha? But you were yotze already when you counted the first time. Well, what's going on here? So the Magen Avraham writes that the Shulchan Aruch is l'shitaso. Shulchan Aruch assumes that mitzvah srichas kavana. So because mitzvah srichas kavana, you can make a tanai that if you remember later, you don't want to be yotze now. This is on page 3. The nirali da ozel l'shitaso shepazim besim and samach zivdala the mitzvah srichas kavana. The Ramah mentions the Ramah alludes to the fact that the person is having kavana not to be yotzei. What does it mean he's having kavana not to be yotzei? So what's he counting? The answer is if he doesn't remember later, then he wants to be yotzei now. But if he does remember later, then he doesn't want to be yotzei now. He's making a tanai in his svira. So how does that work? How does a tanai work in the svira? How can you make a tanai in the mitzvah? You're doing a mitzvah. So of course, you have a mind to be yotzei. What? So comes the Magen Avraham and says, no, the Shulchan Aruch l'shitasa. That in Hilchos Kriya Shema, the Shulchan Aruch paskins mitzvah sviras kavana. He quotes two deis and he says v'chein roi lahoros v'chein halacha that mitzvah sichas kavana. So because mitzvah sichas kavana, you can be master. You can stipulate that I don't have kavana in a certain circumstance. If I remember later, I don't have kavana to be yotzei now. So if I don't have kavana to be yotzei now, I won't be yotzei now. I'll be able to be yotzei later. This is how the Magen Avraham explains the Shulchan Aruch. So it comes out from the Magen Avraham that the only way that you can be master is if you hold mitzvah srichas kavana. If you were to hold a mitzvah sein srichas kavana, so then the whole tanai would not work. So comes the Magen Avraham and says, the Shulchan Aruch is assuming the mitzvah srichas kavana. What's the problem? The problem is the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Kriya Shema, right there on that Shulchan Aruch, quotes a Radvaz, who says that by mitzvahs derabanan, we paskin mitzvah sein srichas kavana. The Shulchan Aruch says mitzvah sichas kavana, but the Achronim say that maybe it's split between Daraisas and Darabanas. The Radvaz wants to suggest that by mitzvahs Darabanan we pass the mitzvahs ain't sichas kavana. Now, why should there be a split between the Raisas and the Rabbanas? Either mitzvahs require kavana or not. What's the difference? So apparently, the answer is that there's a machlokas whether mitzvahs tzrichas kavana or not. It's a suffix whether mitzvahs tzrichas kavana or not. So by the Raisas, we're machmir the mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. But by the Rabbanan, sveka the Rabbanan lakula tells me that we're mekel. Mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana by the Rabbanan. But that's the psak that the Magen Avraham brings from the Radvaz. So if you were to hold, that Sfira Sa'omer Bizman as there is only the Rabbanan, you shouldn't be able to be master. You shouldn't be able to be master. So it certainly sounds like the Magen Avraham is assuming within the Shulchan Aruch that the, since he says that you can be master, you can make a Tanai, and the Magen Avraham says that's dependent on Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, then clearly the Magen Avraham is assuming that the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that Sviya Salma Bizmana says Daraisa. And because it's Daraisa, that's why Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, and you can make a Tanai in the Mitzvah. Just explaining the words of the Magen Avraham, because he's relying on Mitzvah Sichas Kavana in order to say that you can make it tonight. So he's assuming that the Shulchan Aruch holds that Sviya Zomer is a Daraisa Bizman Azem. The Machzla Shekel disagrees. He says it's not dependent on Mitzvah Sichas Kavana. How does the Machzla Shekel learn the Shulchan Aruch? How can a person make a tonight in Sviya Zomer? How? What's the way? Anyone? What's the method? Not that Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, but rather negative kavana, exactly, kavana fucha. Master Shekel says it's not dependent on whether mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mitzvah zayin tzrichas kavana. Even if you're mitzvah zayin tzrichas kavana, you can still make it tonight. This was like what the Mishnah Berurah quoted by Nafi Koman, right? By Matzah. What does the Master Shekel say? This is on page 4. V'hu adin afilu avi sviru le laharam beis Yosef dein tzrichas kavana avi matzi lememesh em eskavim shlo lotzeis de lekulei alma lo yotza afilu ein tzrichas kavana lekulei alma. It's a machlokas or Rishonim, not posh. The Rashbam holds, Rabbi Yishmol holds, you're not yotze, but not everyone agrees. But he assumes that's how we paskin. El Hashem Magen Avraham ha'emes kosav de rabbi Yosef sviru le tzrichas kavana. The emes is that the rabbi Yosef holds his tzrichas kavana. So the Shulchan Aruch happens to pass in Tzrichas Kavana, but we know the Magen Avraham quotes the Radvaz who says by mitzvahs the Rabbana, mitzvahs ain't Tzrichas Kavana. So it's not just the emes; it would have to be, according to the Magen Avraham, that the Shulchan Aruch passed in Sfiras Omer Daraisa. Because if he passed in Sfiras Omer the Rabbanan, why shouldn't the Magen Avraham himself say that you need Kavana Shelo Latzis? You need the negative Kavana. Magen Avraham says, no, the Shulchan Aruch is going to Shitasa, the Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana. But he only says that about the Raisas. The Radvaz says, by Mitzvahs the Rabbanan, we don't paskin like that. So it certainly appears that the Magen Avraham is assuming that the Shulchan Aruch holds that Sfira Salma is the Raisa. According to the Deos that holds Sfira Salma the Rabbanan, then you'd have to assume that Kavana Hafucha is Mevato the Mitzvah in order to be able to make a Tanai in the Sfira. So this is one area where Tanai and Sfira Sa'omer comes up in Shulchan Aruch. Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, Mitzvah Sein Sichas Kavana by Sfira Sa'omer. But there's a corollary to this as well, to the question of Mitzvah Sichas Kavana, Mitzvah Sein Sichas Kavana by Sfira Sa'omer in Shulchan Aruch. And that is the Shulchan Aruch Sif Dawi. What does the Shulchan Aruch say there? So let's go back to page 2. Misha shoal also chavera ben Ashmosha is coming in Mea Sphira, Bezal Laila, Yomalo Esmol Hoyakafakaf. This is the famous psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Everyone knows this, right? Someone asks you, what night is it in Sphira? You haven't davened Marav yet. He comes into Shul, and it's after Tzeisak Chavin. You're davening at the 10 o'clock Marav. It's after Tzeisak Chavin. And they say, hey, what night is it in Sphira? Be careful. Be careful. Don't tell him tonight is such and such a night. Tell him last night was something. It was X. Last night was 28. Right? Don't tell him what tonight is. Tell him last night was 28. Because if you tell him what tonight is, then you might be otze. Shem yomer lo hayom kach v'kach, and yochel lazer v'linas v'vrocha. You wouldn't be able to count with a brocha anymore. Because you've been yotze already. You've been yotze already? What does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah, here explains In Sivkot Chav Bei, Shekvar Yotze Bazei Yidei Svir, Le Manda Amar Mitzvah Sein Tzirchas Kavana. You've already been Yotze, according to the Manda Amar Mitzvah Sein Tzirchas Kavana. So you wouldn't be able to count. So be careful. Tell him yesterday was such and such a count, not tonight's count. Don't tell him tonight's count, because you'll be Yotze. Ve'avdanan kaim alon de Tzirchas Kavana, says the Mishnah Berurah, even though we passed in Tzirchas Kavana, v'zeh halolo kivin lotzes bazei Yidei HaMitzvah, L'inyan bracha tzarech lahachmir v'lochosh lahachdeya v'lo yavarech ala sphira shiyam ha'afrika. Even though we pass in mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, even though we pass in mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, even though we pass in mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, but l'inyan bracha, we have to be choshesh for the sheet of the mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, that maybe you'll be able to, you don't have kavana a lot, says, so therefore tell him esmal hayak ha'afrika. This is what the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham. That the Shulchan Aruch is saying that you shouldn't tell him the night of Sfira now, because tonight's count, because maybe Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavana. But the Shulchan Aruch paskens Mitzvah Sein Tzrichas Kavana. No, le'inyan bracha, there's a sofeg bracha shena tzricha, bracha levatola here that you're grappling with. So it's better to be machmir for the shita. The mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. For the bracha, you should be machmir the mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. The Eliyahu Rabbah, one of the Gedolei Achronim, answers differently. He explains the Shulchan Aruch differently. He says, look, the Magen Avraham in Hilchos Kriyas Shma quotes the Radvaz, who says, by mitzvahs drabbanan, we pass the mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. So it's partial why the Shulchan Aruch should be machmir over here. If by mitzvahs drabbanan, mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, and sfira sa'omer bizman hazeh zok the Eliyahu Rabbah, most poskim hold sfira sa'omer is only drabbanan, so you'll be yotze without kavana. Mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana by drabbanan. That's not how the Magen Avraham himself explained. Magen Avraham says, no, the reason why we have to be choshesh, we shouldn't tell the person tonight's sfira, but just tell him yesterday's sfira, is because le'inyan the bracha, you have to be machmer for the sheet of the mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. But really, me'ikra din mitzvah tzrichas kavana. What do you mean? But if it's only a drabbanan, so then why should you say me'ikra din mitzvah tzrichas kavana? The Magen Avraham l'shitaso is explaining the Shulchan Aruch assumes that Sfiras HaOmer really me'ikra din is daraisa. He holds like the medaktikim. He holds really that it's daraisa. So if he holds that it's daraisa, then we really should assume mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So mitzvah tzrichas kavana, what's the problem over here? Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana allows you to make a Tanai, right? There's a Kula in Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, but at the same time, right? Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana should tell me that it should give me another Kula. It should tell me that if I mention to someone else what tonight's sphere is, but I don't have Kavana to be Otsit, then there shouldn't be any problem at all. So why is the Shulchan Aruch Machmer? So that's what the Magen Avraham has to say. Le'inyan the Bracha, the Shulchan Aruch is more machmir. In the bracha, he's choshesh for the other shita that maybe mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, because there's a chashash of bracha shena tzricha. Bracha shena tzricha is certainly an issa d'rabbanan, at least. It might be an issa d'araisa too. So the Shulchan Aruch says, since there's that other factor that we're grappling with, we don't want to make a bracha shena tzricha, so therefore you have to be machmir for that shita. But that's because the Magen Avraham assumes that the Shulchan Aruch really me'ikar adin paskin sfiras ha'omer d'araisa. So the sfiras ha'omer d'araisa, then he's going with his regular svar, the mitzvah sichas kavana. The Eliyahu Rabbah just happens to point out, this is quoted in the Shaar HaTzion, that regarding this halacha, there's a difference in the first week of Sfira and on all the other weeks. Because once you start counting weeks and not just days, so if someone asks you which night of Sfira it is, and you only tell them it's 28, it's 29, it's 30, whatever, so clearly you don't have kavana to be yotze. Because since we count the days and the weeks, and you didn't count the weeks, you just told him the day, so obviously it's an umdana demucha that you don't have kavana yotze. So he's willing to be nekel that as long as a person is asked this question after day number six, then there's no problem, because he's never going to tell the person the weeks, he's only going to tell him the days, so it's obvious that he has not kavana yotze. What's he assuming? Right? Eliyahu Rabbah is saying there's somehow a difference whether you're supposed to be counting weeks that night or you're not supposed to be counting weeks. Well, what does that matter? either mitzvah tzrichas kavana or mitzvah zayin tzrichas kavana. You didn't have kavana latzeis in the first week either, and you don't have kavana latzeis after they start counting weeks. So what really is the difference? What's his nakuda? What's he saying? The chora, what he's saying is that it's not considered a kavana shelo latzeis unless it's muchach mitoch devarav or mitoch maisav that you don't have kavana that you don't have kavana latzeis. So if you're master beferish, if you make a tanai, that's a kavana shelo latzeis. If you don't count the weeks, it's clear from your statement that you don't want to be yotze. So if it's muchach mitoch devarav, then we can say that he has a kavana shelo latzeis. Then there won't be a problem. He won't be yotze. But within the first week of the Sfira, someone asks you, what's tonight? And you say, it's the fourth night. It's not muchach. He wasn't master beferish. And from his words, it's not muchach that he doesn't want to be yotze, because he said 4 days. So, like, what's the difference? If he leaves out a week, so the leaving out of the weeks is muchach mitoch devarav, that he doesn't want to be yotze. And certainly if he stipulates beferish, then it's muchach mitoch devarav that he doesn't want to be yotze. So in that situation, the person is not going to be yotze. So that's the yesod. The yesod is that in order not to be yotze, a person has to make a tanai, or it has to be a circumstance where it's muchach mitoch devarav that we know that he doesn't want to be yotze. And if it's an under the muchach, then that's like a kavana hafucha. It's like a kavana hafucha. It's like a tanai, and that will work to prevent him from being yotze when he doesn't want to be yotze. Okay, this is the second issue that hinges on this question of Sfiras HaOmid Daraisa Derabanan. If you hold Kavana Afucha works, so then even if Sfiras HaOmid is only Derabanan, you can stipulate in the mitzvah. But if you hold Kavana Afucha doesn't work, if you need mitzvah Sfiras Kavana, so then it could be that if Sfiras HaOmid is only Derabanan, if you hold like the Bali Tosis, then you would not be able to make a Tanai in Sfira. Only if you hold Sfiras HaOmid Daraisa, so then you'd be able to make a Tanai in Sfira, because you'll hold mitzvah Sfiras Kavana by mitzvah Daraisa. Questions? Yes, Mori. Yeah, in these halachas, it's always a question. You know, when they say sofer, sofer, does he mean if you're being medaktik with a bracha, without a bracha? What's the lashon that you're picking up on again? Let me see inside. In Sif Beis?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Which Sif are you in? Sif Ches? Beis. Okay, fine. Just 1 second. Let me do that. Hamadakta gimenim sofrim ad sesa kolchavim v'chim roi lasos. So what are you saying? Right. Right. I think it's understood that you have to make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Yud Gimel says lispar kishetachshach ubivracha kedin. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch in this simen. So sometimes he's makatzer. He doesn't mention bracha, but if you're really not yotze, then the bracha wasn't meaningful, so of course you have to count again with the bracha. That's why when you're counting early, if you're counting ben hashmashas and Siv Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says that you should count without a bracha. Because if you count with a bracha, then there's a savik if you were yotze, you wouldn't count again with the bracha. There he says count without a bracha, and then if you remember at night, you count with the bracha. But in this case, if they counted early, then they were not yotze. So if they were not yotze, bracha levatala, there's nothing they could do about it. But then even though he only says that you count again, he means to count with the bracha because you weren't yotze before. So even though the lashon of Shulchan Aruch is not so meduyek, it should have said lispar, levarech lispar, so to speak, but that's obviously what he means, says the Mishnah Berurah, because you weren't yotze in the first place. One final issue that hinges on this question of Sfiras HaOmid Daraisa or Derabanan is a situation where a person started to eat before counting Sfira. Very important shayla. Let's say a person started to eat before counting Sfira. So it depends whether the Zman has come or not. If you start eating before the Zman of Sfira, let's say even a half an hour before the Zman of Sfira, so then there's no need to stop eating. even though the Zman of Sfiras come in the middle of the Suda, let's say a person is making early Shabbos, then they start eating their Suda, they come home, they start eating their Suda, the Zman of Sfiras is not there yet. Zman of Sfiras and Kriya Shema hasn't arrived. And then in the middle of the Suda, the Zman of Sfiras comes. So you don't have to stop the meal. First of all, there's still Shahus, there's still a time to count Sfiras. So because there's still a time to fulfill the mitzvah, and you started Beheter, so then there's no need to stop. But what happens if you start Be'issa? Let's say it's already after Ben Hashemashis. It's after Tzezek HaChavim. And you started eating. So now what do you have to do? Do you have to stop immediately to count Sfira? Or can you continue eating? There is Shahos. There is time to still do the mitzvah later. You can count the rest of the night. So are you mechuyev to stop eating immediately and to do the mitzvah? Or are you allowed to continue and just to do the mitzvah when you finish eating? So this is a discussion in the Gemara in Sukkah. I gave it to you through the prism of the Rif, so it's not to photocopy too much. But there in packet 36 and page 5, the Mishnah says, Mishababa derech lahaya biyada lulav l'chashi kaneis beveso yitol al shulchanah. If someone is traveling on Sukkot, on Cholamoid Sukkot, he didn't have a lulav and esrog with him, now he comes home, Yitol al shulchano, he should take the lulav and esrog, make a bracha on the lulav and esrog, al shulchano, on his table. What do you mean on his table? Stand on his table? No, it means before he eats. Do the mitzvah before you eat. Al shulchano, before you eat. So there's a whole discussion in the Gemara there on Daf Lamed Ches. What's it talking about? The Gemara asks a kasha from Kriya Shema. And it discusses the Raisas and the Rabbanans. Is there any difference back and forth? So comes the Ran and he paskins lemais. Yeah, after all the dust settles in the Gemara. Hilkach naktina debemidid lomachayev beyalamid Rabbanan kitfila afilu hischil abasa dematas manchiyuve heven deika shows basarachi eino mafsik. Says the Ran, by a mitzvah Rabbanan, even if you started be'isser, as long as there is shohos, you have still have time to do the mitzvah, you're okay, you don't have to stop immediately. Says the Ran, but by a mitzvah daraisa, you gotta stop. If hischa be'isser by a mitzvah daraisa, you might have to stop immediately. By a mitzvah derabbanan, as long as there's shows, as long as there's time to do the mitzvah later, then even if you started be'isser, there's no need to stop. By either mitzvah, if you started before this man, then there's no need to stop if there is shows, if you still have time to do it. But by mitzvah deraisa, if you started after the Zman HaMitzvah, then you have to stop immediately. By mitzvah derabbanan, even if you started after the Zman, as long as there's shows, as long as there's time to still do the mitzvah, there's no need to stop. Okay, this is the principle that emerges from that Gemara. So how does this relate to Sfira? So the Ramah in Simen, there in Simen Tov Peites, Ramah in Sif Dalet, at the end of Sif Dalet. We read the beginning of Sif Dalet. Comes the Ramah and says, "Ukshegia azman asurin lechel at sheyispar, vafilu hizchel lechel posek v'sofer." If he started to eat, he has to stop immediately. Miu mhizchel lechel kodem sheyegia azman, ein atzorek lafzich el gomer achilosa v'sofer achakach. Why? The Ramah says that if Hizchel Beheter, and there's still shows, then he doesn't have to stop immediately. But if Hizchel Be'isser, he's got to stop immediately and count Sfira. Why? What's the Svar? So based on what we presented, based on the Ramah, what should emerge? That the Ramah holds what? Daraisa. Sfira Sa'omid Daraisa. That's what the parenthesis says. Das Atzmo Lamanda Omar Sfira Bizman Azed Daraisa. Pashup Pshat. If you're working with the Ran, so it's because Sfira Sa'omid Daraisa. Machmer for the Shita, Sfira Sa'omid Daraisa. So therefore he says that you have to be posek miyad. That's Pashup Pshat in the Ramah. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Posek v'sofer ha'inu l'man d'amar Sfira b'zman ha'zeh daraisa u'kidim etzayim b'hagoh. Like the parentheses. V'imkein l'didan d'naktinan Sfira b'zman ha'zeh d'rabbanan eino posek u'kidil el b'simen reish l'amid beiz l'inyin mincha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if the Ramah's Chumr is only because Sfira Sa'omid Daraisa, so then Ledidan, Rov Mefarshim Paskin Sfira Sa'omid Darabanan, so then you should not have to be posek, even if you started Be'isser, as long as there's Shahus. But there still has to be time to do the mitzvah. If there's no more time, obviously you've got to stop immediately and do the mitzvah. But if there's time, if it's only a mitzvah Darabanan, even if you started Be'isser, there's no need to stop, says the Mishnah Berurah. Just like Tfilas Mincha, it's the same idea. If there's shows to daven Mincha, you started eating lunch, it's after Mincha Gedola, you started eating lunch, you have to stop. Oh, if you have to Suda Gedola, Shami Yimashik, it's a wedding. Okay, there are different circumstances. A big Suda, then we're more afraid that you'll be Nimshach Achar Achilaso and you won't eat. But just eating Stam, you wouldn't have to stop if it's only a Derabon. V'yesh me'achronim, but the Mishnah Berurah adds in a caveat. Some say, B'lefika chosha sharama, po b'inyaneinu l'achmer b'oso de'at. Says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe there's another reason why the Rama is not. Not just because he assumes Tfilas Amid Araisa, but because here there's no tircha. What's the big tircha? Stop what you're doing, stop eating, stand up, count Tfilas, and sit down again. It takes about 10 seconds, 15 seconds. Even if you have like big Kavana, you say it slowly and carefully. Harachaman yavzel and avonas beis hamidosh from koma b'mheirav yamenu amen selah. Okay, it takes a little bit of time, but not too much. So there's no tircha in it. So says the Mishnah Berurah. Maybe that's why the Rama is machmer for the shita. It's not because he holds Tfilas Amid Araisa, but rather because he says there's no tircha. So there's no tircha. So then you should be mafsik in the middle of your suda. What's the Mishnah Berurah saying? What's he saying? Because there's no tircha, therefore what? Sfiras Omer Daraisa, the Rabbana, well, what's he saying? So, Lechora, what he's saying is that even if Sfiras Omer Bizman Azem is only the Rabbana, maybe there is room to be Machna. Initially, he said the Rama is assuming Sfiras Omer Daraisa. This is an afkamina between Sfiras Omer Daraisa and the Rabbana. If you hold the Daraisa, then you have to be Mafsik immediately. If Hiskel be Issa, but if you hold the Rabbana, then you don't have to be Mafsik immediately. You can continue the Sunnah as long as it shows. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, no, maybe this is not an afkamina at all. Just like we said about Ben Ashmoshes. Might not be enough to mean. But rather, because there's no tircha, even if you hold Sfiras Omer Derabanan, perhaps the Rama assumes that you should stop your Suda now. If his Chubba Isser, he should stop immediately. Why? What's the idea? I thought this is very similar to a Rishon that we saw that is machmer by the Rabbanans b'makom that there's no tircha. We saw a Rishon this year that's machmir by the Rabbanans when there's no tircha. Who's that Rishon? Ron where? Exactly. Yes. The Gemara talks about which one of the Dalakosas, which two of the Dalakosas require a Sefer. We know two require Haseva, either the first two or the second two. And we try to figure out which they should be. The Gemara has all these different svaras. Comes the Gemara and concludes, Hashta de Itmar Hachi de Itmar Hachi. Right? We don't know which ones require Haseva. Idi de Idi bo Haseva. They all require Haseva. They all require Haseva. That's what we do. We're Mesa for all four kosas. Even though you're not really Mechayev to do that, you only have to be Mesa for two of them. For two of the four. So what are we being Mesa for all of them? So we're being machmer because we don't know which of the two require Haseba. So frek deran, ipcha mistabra. We know Haseba is only a mitzvah drabana. So if you have a suffix, which two require Haseba? So sveka drabana lakulisha. Tell me that you shouldn't have to do Haseba for any of them. So comes deran and offers two answers. He says either, because in this case, if you'll be mekel, you'll be oker the whole mitzvah. You won't have any Haseba by dalikosis. Okay, you won't be oker the mitzvah of Haseba completely from matzah, but you'll be oker the mitzvah of Haseba from Dalet Kosos completely. So we can't do that. We can't say Sveikit Rabbanu Lakulim, it's going to be oker the mitzvah completely. Sveikit Rabbanu Lakulim means in a particular context you won't have to do it, but you can't be oker the whole mitzvah based on that principle. But then the Ran offers a different answer. It's actually his first answer. That Haseba is not a tircha. People like to eat while they're leaning. It's not a tircha. So if it's not a tircha, why say Sveka Drabbanan Lakul? What's the Ran saying? Chazala makel by Drabbanans in certain cases. Sveka Drabbanan Lakula is a kula mid Drabbanan, a kula that Chazal instituted by Mitzvahs Drabbanan. But B'makom, the less bay tircha, if there's no tircha, why rely on that Hachar Lakula? Why rely on that more lenient stance? That's really what the Ran is saying. Similarly, what the Ramah could be saying over here, it's not talking about Suffolk over here, but the Ramah is saying there's a leniency that Chazal have that if Hischil, that even if Hischil be Isser, if it's only a mitzvah Rabbanan, If there's shows, there's no need to stop. You don't have to stop your meal, even if Hiskel be'isser, as long as there's shows, as long as there's still time to fulfill the mitzvah. That's a kula. It's a kula. By the Raisas, we're not willing to be maker, but by the Rabbanans, we're willing to be maker. Because what's the whole problem? The whole problem is Shema Yimoshech Achar Shulchano. Maybe he'll be Nimshach Achar Achiloso and he'll forget to do the mitzvah. So by the Raisas, we're very concerned. If Hiskel be'isser, then you have to stop. But by the Rabbanans, we're not so concerned. We don't want him to forget the mitzvah of the Rabbanan, but we're not as concerned. So therefore, even if Hiskel be'isser, it's okay as long as there's shows. Zok the Ramah, but if it's not a tircha, so then why should we rely on that kula? Just like the Ran says, you can't rely on the kula seker the Rabbanan l'kula, why should we rely on this kula of Hiskel be'isser by the Rabbanan, as long as there's shows that you don't have to stop? It's really the same basic idea, that we don't rely on kulas mid Rabbanan b'makom g'les be tircha. So according to this, it'll turn out that this also is not a nafkamina. This question of whether Hiskel be'isser, you have to be posik immediately, is not a nafkamina, whether Sfiras HaOmer, the Raisa, the Rabbanan, because it could be that even if Sfiras HaOmer is the Rabbanan, maybe since there's no tircha, one should really stop the meal, one should stop in the middle of his meal, and he should count sphere. Rav Moshe happens to pass in Lamaisa, in Chelek Dalid, Simen Tzadi Tes, that if someone has a minyan kavua, then it's mutter to eat. He doesn't have to stop eating. Because then we're not afraid that he's going to forget to count. So in such a case, you can be mekel. You don't have to be machmer. Even the Ramah would say, Rav Moshe assumes. The Ramah would admit that if you have a minyan kavua, so there's no need to stop in the middle. Because the whole problem is Shema Yishkach, but there's no concern of Shema Yishkach if you have a minyan kavua that you're going to daven in later. Okay, this concludes the Gemara section of the Shir. I'd just like to add a little bit on halacha.